ladies and grab the babies. Look out, Gadzooks and great Kabobaviches. Here comes the colonel.
It's not funny. We get these comedians. We share this building, of course, with the studio down the hall that does auditions for Comedy Central, and they sneak in here and disrupt our program. And it's not funny. Anyway, welcome back to the second half of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, exploring the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. We're going to get back to our interview in just a minute with Professor Ioannis Kakadiaris. He is the director of the Borders Trade and Immigration Institute, Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence, led by the University of Houston. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. People tell us that's part of the favorite part of their of the program, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. But right at the moment, well, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set. This is the guy with all the answers to the questions, and we've got some stumpers for him. We asked the fountain of useless information a question that could stump anybody. See if it stumps you, if you can figure it out. And so we're going to put on our thinking cap here for just a minute, rummage around with a coin jar, because we've got to feed the fountain of useless information for today's query.
Welcome to the Fountain of Useless Information. How can I help
you? Okay. We threw in the coins, and so we have awakened the spirit of the fountain. All right, old spirit of the fountain, here's today's query. All right, put your thinking cap on, or your shower cap, or whatever it is you wear in there. Izmir, Adana, and Bursa. They're major cities, but in what country? Izmir, Adana, and Bursa. Major cities in what country, O Spirit of the Fountain?
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell.
Cannot stump the Spirit of the Fountain. No stumps in the fountain. All right. Izmir, Adana, and Bursa, major cities in what country? If you said Ghana, you're wrong. No, of course, it's Turkey. Yes, we've been studying Turkey a lot lately. All right. Now then, back to our program. And if you were listening in the first half hour, you were hearing about the Homeland Security Act of 2002 that created a framework for the Department of Homeland Security to establish university-based centers of excellence throughout the United States. The idea was to enhance the nation's homeland security. Well, the Borders Trade and Immigration Institute was established in 2015 with an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate, in collaboration led by the University of Houston, with partners from other universities and of course, the private sector. We were speaking with Professor Ioannis Kakadiaris. He's director of the Borders Trade and Immigration Institute at the Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence at the University of Houston. And he was saying how important that it is that their border tools are the majority in the southwest border. And he says that they're planning tools on the northern border, too, and are able to see firsthand men and women that are working in the conditions and the challenges that are facing every single day. And he said that we're working to deliver solutions through different companies to help them accomplish their everyday mission. So they're looking for partners in the private sector who can supply Homeland Security hardware and software. And that is the reason I believe that the Trade and Immigration Institute there at the University of Houston is such a big supporter of Homeland Security Technology Conference that's going on the 25th and 26th of April. And you can find out more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link. So before we cut off the interview with Dr. Kakadiaris, we ask him if he maybe could give us a peek down the road a little bit.
So, Doctor, do you have a view of the future? Can you kind of put on your thinking cap there for a minute? A highly educated man as yourself, maybe look down the road 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years or so, and give us an idea of where you think things are headed.
So we are in the process, Colonel, of establishing our strategic vision for the next 5 and 10 years. And what is clear in my mind is that we need to devote both the research and educational resources to prepare for the future and actually shape our future. Research will enable us to develop new technological solutions that will both increase our safety and facilitate the travel experience, the trade, so on and so forth, and enhance our immigration system. And on the second hand, I personally believe and I'm deeply committed to see how we can attract more of our young people into public service. It's my firm belief that I would like to reignite the flame about serving our country.
Wow, okay, that's good. Reunite the flame. You're going to do it through academia, or do you have other plans to reignite that flame?
Of course, the academic programs that we promote here at the Borders, Trade, and Immigration Institute are one avenue. But I think each one of us, each of the members of BTI, are a role model. And we want, just by actions and our research and our contact, to inspire people. And any of us will be happy to serve as mentors, informal mentors, to any of the young men and women that would like to know more what is about serving our country.
Okay, maybe a bit of wisdom. I mean, in the course of your schooling, both domestically and abroad, you've had mentors, you've had people that have given you words of wisdom, words to live by, maybe a code of ethics or a creed or something like that. Can you give us maybe a little bit of wisdom here before we get out of here?
So, I would like to repeat what I think are our core values of an institute. So the first core value is respect to the individual. Then we talk about excellence. We want to be excellent in everything we do, and also with a sense of urgency. The challenges that we are facing as nation need to be addressed today, having programs for 1 year research, 3 year research, and 5 year research. The next core value has to do with leadership, because we want to provide the inspiration and the cutting edge ideas and empower individuals. And the final core value is teamwork. None of us individually can solve the complex problems of today. Solving these problems requires multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary collaboration. And what is clear to me that with the involvement of components, we can make the research to be applicable to the real problems rather than problems that will have some time before they see the light of day. So, Colonel, as I mentioned earlier, the lead of the Borders, Trade, and Immigration Institute is University of Houston, but the institute is a collaboration formed with partners from other universities and also the private sector. For example, participating universities include the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, Rutgers University, Texas A&M International University, Texas A&M Transportation Institute, University of Arizona, University of Minnesota, University of North Carolina, Charlotte, University of Texas, El Paso, and West Virginia University. In terms of company partners, we're working with Guardier International, which is a San Antonio-based company. I want to give credit to the work of the current partners and also point out that we will have a recurring call for proposals. So I would like to ask any of the universities and any of the companies that have ideas how to address the important challenges we're facing in our nation in border trade and immigration to contact us and submit their proposals for consideration.
Okay, Professor Ioannis Kakadiaris, it's been such a pleasure having you with us, the Director of Border and Trade and Immigration Institute of the Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence at the University of Houston. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Colonel, it's my pleasure, and I thank the American taxpayers for entrusting us with this important task.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Okay, yes, the weeks were gearing up to the IEEE 2017 International Conference on Homeland Security Technologies, going to be April 25th and 26th. The spring coming up at the Westin Hotel in Waltham, Massachusetts, and of course that's Boston. This is a famous and historic international conference on homeland security technology gaps. Key technical gaps are going to be closely examined, as they are every year. Experts gather from all over the world to confer to frame the challenges in protecting homeland assets. This year, the keynote speaker is Kay Goss, President of the World Disaster Management, and the technical program is all about emerging technologies in cybersecurity, land and maritime border security. There's biometrics and forensics. More biometrics all the time. It's getting to be really a very, very interesting subject of the show. Attack and disaster preparation, of course, and recovery and response. And, of course, strategy and threat characterization. ConArps Ops is in it. Risk analysis, modeling, simulation, experimentation, and exercises in training, plus test beds, standards, performance, and evaluation. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Port Authority, one of the sponsors of the event, and they do a lot of buying of Homeland Security hardware and software, because it's a very sensitive thing to keep the port of Massachusetts, safe and secure. And high traffic networking. So if you attend, you'll be able to interact with other key attendees and expect to see government officials, systems integrators, research laboratories, small businesses, academic institutions, industry leaders and investors. One of the key developers of the conference is Fausto Molinet. He is the founder of Matrix Corporation, and he's in Boston. We spoke with Fausto not too long ago on how the show came together in the first place, and here is a portion of that conversation. All right, now I want to change gears here just a little bit. You're really involved with a very successful homeland security conference that takes place in Boston every year. Were you at the beginnings of that? Were you part of the formulation early?
Yes, I was. There were several of us here in the Boston section who recognized after the 2001 attacks in New York and Washington that there needed to be a stronger emphasis on technology solutions to assist in homeland security. It's not the only thing that makes homeland security work, but technology solutions are very important. And so we said, let's come up with something that will introduce those kinds of technologies that are being developed for 3 to 5 years from today to be deployed. We would like to have a conference that will showcase those technologies, that will bring together people from the Homeland Security sector to talk about what they need, to take a look at some of these solutions, see whether or not they'll work, give inventors and early stage entrepreneurs and companies that are doing advanced research in this area an opportunity to present what they're doing. We were surprised that it took off. Well, maybe not surprised is not exactly the right word. We knew there was a need for that, but it took off pretty well. We got more papers than we expected for our first conference, and the numbers have grown beyond our expectations pretty much every year since then. We've grown from about 100 people at the first conference up to nearly 500 now, and the participation is international in scope. We've had people from Poland to China and all countries in between attending and presenting. We hear from leading technology companies like Raytheon down to two guys across the kitchen table with an idea for detecting liquid explosives. So it just runs the gamut of pretty much everything, and it's an awful lot of fun to produce, and we feel it's helped a lot in introducing some of these people to the DHS market.
Yeah, I can imagine it's been a really fun thing to put together. And every year it's grown larger, and you say 500 people, I think the point is these are very, very high-quality people. They're not tire kickers. These are really high-quality people that attend this event.
Right. That's true. We try to make sure of that. I mean, anybody can come that wants to attend, but we see a very high percentage of the people are those who are presenting the papers or perhaps offered us one that we didn't accept. Quite a number of the people that attend are government employees who are actively seeking or at least wanting to hear about what the latest ideas are. And sometimes some of the government agencies are there talking about what they do and what they can do for the companies who are developing technologies. They have some terrific testing and evaluation facilities that are available, and they like to let people know what they can do to support the introduction of these ideas.
Well, the next IEEE Homeland Security event...
It's probably going to be 2 days. We do have a third-day option if we see a good reason to extend it. We're adding some tutorials to it, and it may cause it to extend over 3 days. I'm not sure exactly what the status on the third day is at this point, but hopefully it will be a little longer. We like to make it bigger every year.
What can you tell us about this particular event? Is there anything outstanding that we need to know at this time, or are you still developing?
In the meantime, we're still soliciting exhibitors and sponsors for the conference, and we have a whole program that allows people who are offering products or services for sale in the Homeland Security industry to be able to be there and interact with all of the conference attendees and showcase what they have to offer. We do have an opportunity for about 16 spaces in that. It's a small exhibit program, but it's always been pretty successful, and they get very good access to all of the attendees.
All right. We're looking forward to the event. It's certainly is exciting now. This is the, it's been going on since 2001, I understand. You get it together pretty quick after 9/11, didn't you?
We did. I don't remember. I think our first conference was like in the late spring after 9/11, and we actually ran two conferences a year for a couple of years, but it turned out that was an awfully hard thing to do, particularly using volunteer resources, which we mostly use for our program. So we shifted pretty quickly to one conference per year, and that's been very successful for us. Normally it has been in the spring of every year and from now on.
And if the weather in Boston holds fine, then you will never get any interference with a snowstorm or anything.
Yeah, well, we'll probably keep it pretty early.
Well, we're winding the interview down. Fausto, is there anything that I missed?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered pretty much everything. I mean, I could probably talk forever, and I'm sure you could, but we'll give everyone else a break and let somebody else have the chance to say something.
Is there anything in the way of breaking news that we can use?
You can see who those all are at our conference website, which is www.IEEE-HST.org. And so you can find out if the people who are speaking are someone that you would really like to meet. And if so, I would strongly recommend attending the conference.
Okay, good. We've been speaking with Fausto Molinet. He's a founder of Matrix Corporation. He also is one of the founders and the leaders in the IEEE Homeland Security Technologies Conference that goes on in Boston every year. Going to be in the spring time this year. It's April 25th through the 26th. You can learn more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link. Or you can go to IEEE-HST.org. It would be IEEE-HST for Homeland Security Technologies.org. This is a famous and historic international conference on Homeland Security. And the keynote speaker this year is Kay Goss, president of World Disaster Management Incorporated. You can hear Kay being interviewed on this program and part of our archives at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Scroll down through the archives and you will hear the interview with Kay. The Homeland Security Technologies Conference is sponsored by the Massachusetts Port Authority. They buy a lot of hardware and software to keep Massachusetts safe. They've got Logan Airport. They've got the maritime protections and all those sorts of things. So we really, really appreciate all the support that you can give us for the IEEE Homeland Security Technology Conference. And at this time, I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help.
And now, we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
I think most important is to have passion for what you're doing. That helps overcome the obstacles that there are. And doing research, getting PhDs, and launching your career that way is hard. There are disappointments. And if you have passion, they don't matter. Because you know what you're doing is worthwhile, and it makes it easy to get up in the morning and go to work for the 19th time when you failed in the 19th day before to find the 20th idea that actually works. And therefore, it's a good idea to find your passion. It's a good idea to look pretty broadly and look at different disciplines, neuroscience, economics, social sciences, mathematics, and this knowledge today and development and research is very interdisciplinary, and when you can combine or find connections between these different areas, you can make progress. And it's also easier to find your passion when you have a lot of room to choose from. My name is Risto Mikkulainen. I'm a professor of computer science at the University of Texas at Austin and currently on leave working at Sentient Technologies in San Francisco in an AI startup.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
Waiting for you.